Also on the move, alongside invasive species, are infectious diseases. Recently, frogs, toads and newts in the Spanish national park called the Picos de Europa have been dying in unprecedented numbers from a horrible disease which makes them bleed internally and which can only be described as frog Ebola. At the heart of this illness are rhinoviruses. These infect only amphibians, but unlike previous amphibian rhinovirus infections, which have targeted just one species, these new viruses, which may have come from China, are indiscriminately killing all kinds of amphibians and even some of the reptiles that prey on the infected frogs and toads. Kat Arney went to meet Stephen Price from University College London, who's been trying to figure out what's going on.
In 2005, the first observed mass mortality events were noted by rangers in the park. Severe disease across the entire amphibian community, so systemic hemorrhaging in all six common species of amphibian which are found in the national park. The virus seems to affect most of the major tissues, also systemic hemorrhaging, which effectively means bleeding from everywhere. And so the amphibians can vomit blood and, well, it can come out both ends.
In this paper, what exactly were you looking at and what did you find?
First question was, what's causing these infections? And we found a fairly novel lineage of rhinovirus, which seems to have pre-existing capacity to infect all amphibian species present in the Picos de Europa. Also, we report on a snake which had been feeding on the amphibians and also died.
And what does your research tell us about where these viruses might have come from?
It's a tough question to work out the origins of these viruses at the moment, but the fact that these viruses are quite closely related to some Chinese viruses says that there's a real long-distance international component to virus movement.
And frogs don't tend to move internationally, so what do you think might be spreading this virus?
We've seen almost simultaneous emergence at multiple sites in the Picos de Europa, which are separated by many miles of rugged mountainous landscape. And so that picture, like you say, is not consistent with a picture of amphibian dispersal moving this virus around. You need to factor in something else. And when you consider the pattern of relatedness of the virus in a global context, and other things that we know about rhinovirus translocations globally, so the presence of rhinoviruses in traded and farmed amphibians, it suggests that there's an important role for humans in bringing these viruses into that region.
This sounds pretty bad news for amphibian populations. If there's this virus that's spreading incredibly quickly across the globe, possibly moved by humans and is causing destruction of lots of different species, what can we do about it?
It is a fairly grave situation, a really serious picture for amphibians. So it's difficult to know how to tackle infections at wild ponds once they're established, other than removing all the animals that are infected from the site, which is a really tough ask and probably wouldn't be very popular anyway. So I think the best way forward that I can see and that I can impact on is to try and get a better understanding of how these viruses are moving both globally and locally. And so that's definitely something that I'll be looking to pursue with my research.
Stephen Price on the detective work he's doing to track frog Ebola, which appears to have been transported across the world by human activity.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ginny Smith.